Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 2nd of October, recording at 6:20 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here today. Asia, not all the markets were open because of a holiday today, but there were at least two interesting developments. One of them was Japan's stock market. Now, remember, Japan had been underperforming on the recovery, during the recovery following the June lows. And noticeable in that underperformance was the TOPIX Banks Index. And I maintain that no market is going to sustain a big rally without a respectable performance from its banking sector. Well, last week I commented on those charts because we had a very powerful upward dynamic from the banking sector, and it's continued to move steadily higher each day. That's helping the Nikkei to recover, and I think we will see it stage a bit of a catch-up move here. Relative to, say, European markets, which have led the way this time around. Also mildly noteworthy is that Australia, following its big dynamic up off the lower side of a small trading range, has, as of today, pushed through a bit of lateral resistance from the upper side of that trading range. So really, I mean, you weigh it all up, the markets that were lagging in here and not doing so well, and a number of those were commodity related, although obviously not Japan, but Japan had been out of favor, and they have been improving here recently, and the leaders aren't doing that badly either. Now, this is hardly surprising when we consider that Wall Street remains firm, and don't overlook the Wall Street leash effect. Okay, this is supposed to be the highlights. But I elaborated on that. Sorry about that. Bonds, a little bit mixed here. I think the bonds have seen the best of their rally overall and are a more dangerous sector now, but they've been bailed out here today. They were weaker earlier on, but have been bailed out at least temporarily by the same factor that I've mentioned all along, and that is the oil price. As long as the oil price is weak and testing that 60 level, then bond investors are not going to become overly worried. However, I do expect oil, I do maintain that oil is in a bottoming area down here, and that it will slowly range sideways to gradually higher. Not so slowly, but it'll range sideways mostly, and then slowly higher, gradually higher, to rephrase that. And here today, though, oil's getting clipped down $1.50. Now, that has had a knock-on effect in here, and it's dragged precious metals down, which had been showing some respectable gains on the day. Gold had been up about $4, and it's now up 38 cents, I see. And actually, some of these aren't doing too badly. Platinum is still up 12, but it's off the highs. Palladium's off the highs. Silver's off the highs, although still up 10 in here. But those gains have been eroding here during the day. So again, that crude still has that big shadow that it costs over gold and other precious metals. Okay, and the dollar is weaker in here. It had been steadier earlier on, but then some soft economic data came out, and also the dollar is at the higher side of a very small trading range. Apologies for not putting up any charts of these things here today. I'm a little bit rushed in here today with other activities, but I'll certainly be doing a review of some charts tomorrow. And what else to mention here? I've covered stock markets, saying that basically the action is steady and reasonably positive in here. I wouldn't rule out the possibility of a little bit of a consolidation here in October, but I think everything that I've seen really is very much on line with my hypothesis, that is that we would see a predictable medium-term correction in 2Q and 3Q, and then in 4Q markets would start improving. And I think my original forecast was from late October at the latest. Well, they started earlier because most of the selling actually occurred in May and June because of those aggressive comments on inflation from central banks. All humbug, of course, since they created most of the inflation. But now we're in a position where the central banks, at least some of them, are declaring partial victories against inflation, and of course they'll keep up the jawboning to a certain extent, but let's look at the actions. And my own take on this is that they are either at the end, depending on which central bank we're talking about, or very, very near the end of their rate hikes. And I would say that the Fed is going to keep rates on hold in here, and that's helped to create a more favorable environment for global stock markets, as is the weaker oil price. And that, let me see, in my review, I'm jumping about, I apologize, but that's a bit scatty here, isn't it? But I hadn't covered the European markets, I think, which I'd had modest gains to begin with, and they've turned those into modest losses for the most part. But and Wall Street shows just up a tad, 33 on the Dow, 1.5 on the S&P as I speak. So it's a quiet day in here overall. But of course the Dow and the S&P up near the highs for the year, and the Dow up near its all-time numerical highs. But you might have seen my piece on Friday where I also put up an inflation-adjusted Dow chart, and also more importantly a chart of the Dow against the euro. But nevertheless, a new numerical high is an item certainly worth at least a footnote. Okay, what else to mention here? Subject to oil's performance and my being correct in the view that oil is in a bottoming zone here and will range sideways to gradually higher. If that unfolds as I expect, then the precious metals are definitely in a buying region down here, as I've said before. And the industrial metals remain very steady, generally, remarkably steady under the circumstances. We've had less of a pullback there, or a briefer pullback, than in just about any other sector that experienced a medium-term correction. And that seems to be pretty much it here. As I said before, a quiet day. So, all the best and roll on tomorrow.